We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. It's Philadelphia, Washington. An NFC East rivalry continues, the second of three consecutive games against the NFC East. Chris, and let's talk a little bit about this game and why the Eagles need to take it so very seriously against a Washington team that is struggling but still very dangerous.
Very dangerous. And you start with the quarterback in Robert Griffin III, who has so much to play for. He's looking to prove himself for the long-term future with that Washington organization. So he performed well, as Bill Davis said last week against the Giants, but he's going to be looking to come back after performing, going back, trying to get back to that 2012 level where he's very good as a rookie. But really, for him, he's trying to set himself up for the future, and he wants to do so this Saturday against the Eagles.
Yeah, and for the Eagles offense, really the focus is on overcoming a Jim Haslett defense that likes to blitz, blitz, and blitz some more. And the Eagles obviously have been really plagued by the turnover bug all season. The Eagles have turned it over 34 times, the most in the NFL after last year. Just 19 giveaways, a prime reason why Philadelphia won 7 of 8 games down the stretch and won the NFC East. This year, in the 5 losses the Eagles have had, they've had 17 turnovers. That's more than 3 per game on average, and that's just too much. And Mark Sanchez, Eagles quarterback, very aware of it, understands that Washington will bring the pressure, and his job is to make good decisions, get the football out quickly, Chris, and be accurate against a swarming Washington defense that, despite the record in D.C., Washington still plays pretty good defense, and they still will be very aggressive.
Yeah, you could just ask Tony Romo and the Cowboys. They came after him earlier this season, stunning the Cowboys in what was an upset at the time. So for them, I think really the key is going to be, can they get the protection up front? Mark Sanchez, as you said, has to make good decisions. And then can LeSean McCoy and the ground game get going? If they can just get that aspect of the offense rolling once again, that'll certainly help the offense.
And we'll see how, on a short week after a difficult physical and emotional loss to Dallas, how do the Eagles come out in the first quarter at FedEx Field? What kind of emotion do the Eagles play with? What kind of focus and intensity in a game the Eagles must win? Those are some things to watch for on Saturday. We'll get a little bit more of a look and a closer look at Washington throughout the week as we talk about this matchup for Saturday, a nationally televised game on the NFL Network and locally on CBS3.